Hey there. I hope you are having an amazing day or, of course, evening. Today, we are going to be talking about how to manage job insecurities while also keeping that great thing called sanity. So stay with me. You are listening to the Career Talk Learn, Grow, Thrive podcast, where we talk about all things career related. I tell you how it is, and we get right to the point. I am your host, Stephanie Dennis. My background is in HR, which is what I have my master's degree in. And this is a good time to mention this podcast does contain adult language. All right, getting into it here. So as we all know, the job market is constantly changing. It can go from a candidate market, which is where there are more jobs than there are candidates to fill said jobs. And when we have a candidate market, candidates have much more leverage, and it can also quickly move into an employer market. I've seen the market shift from candidate to employer in a matter of a month. So when I say it changes a lot, that is not an exaggeration. It doesn't always change every month, don't get me wrong. Like, usually there's a cycle, if you will. Employer market is where we have more candidates than we have available jobs, and this is where employers have more leverage. Generally, in an employer market, you're going to see lower salaries and lower compensation packages, and in a candidate market is where we're going to see higher job offers being put out into the market. And then sometimes, not often, but sometimes we kind of have a balance-ish, if there is such a thing as balance in the world, where supply roughly meets demand-ish, again, give or take. But one thing is for certain, it is a constant ebb and flow. And then the economy factors in to our candidate versus employer market versus balance in a really big way. Oftentimes, there is a downturn in our economy that's going to fuel instability and or layoffs. And that usually fuels anxiety and stress, right? And if you look at literally just since COVID hit, I personally have been laid off twice. So COVID hit, they waited about 3-4 months before they did layoffs where I was working, which was pretty good. Most companies did layoffs really soon, and so I was fortunate there. And then when the tech market kind of took a huge hit back at the end of 2022, beginning of 2023, I was part of a big wave of layoffs there as well. And of course, other business units are certainly being impacted as well, or other industries. So really, how do we deal with the instability without basically losing our shit, right? Because as someone who has been laid off twice in the last, you know, let's call it 4 years rounding up, it's a lot. It's really stressful. And even if you have a cushion, right, a savings account that's made for this, which I do, it still takes an emotional and mental toll. So how do we deal with it? Let's dive into some tips here. So number one, prepare. There's so many ways to prepare for a layoff, but the biggest things, and usually you don't think you need to prepare for a layoff. Sometimes we see the writing on the wall, for lack of a better phrase, but more often than not, you know, we're heads down, we're working, we're, you know, focusing on the shit we have to get done for our job, and we're not necessarily always paying 100% attention to our company's finances. And then other companies, they may not even share that kind of information. So it's hard to know when to prepare. So I like to think about prepping for a possible layoff as you would credit. It's hard to get credit when you need credit, right? So if you're laid off and you need, let's say, a personal loan to pay your bills and kind of make ends meet, it's going to be really hard to get that loan if you don't have any income. But you can get a credit card or a line of credit when you're working, you have great income, you know, all your payments are on time. Like, it's really easy to get credit then. Think about preparing for a job the same way. Do that while you have the job. So what are things we're preparing for? We're looking at resumes. We are creating resumes. We are making sure we have our references in order. We are beefing up our savings account. We're making sure, I'm not a financial advisor, so take this number with a grain of salt. But as someone who has been laid off twice, I would say the minimum you want in your savings is 6 months. Because if you are laid off in an economic downturn, if you remember 2008, right, it didn't take a month or two to bounce back from that. It took a long time. And a lot of people had to go get jobs that weren't what they're looking for, just literally to pay the bills. And there's nothing wrong with that. I am a huge advocate of doing what you have to do to, you know, take care of your business, right? But my point is, with that, it's usually not a quick turnaround process. So 6 months is my recommendation. And then networking, right? We should constantly be networking, constantly be having conversations. Even if you don't necessarily have a need per se for said conversation, still have it. Number two, keep a close pulse on the market. So you want to be following people who are going to give you real factual data and information. Do not follow people online who are going to play into fear-mongering and say, oh my gosh, watch out, we're gonna head for a bad downturn because, you know, the wind shifted to the left, or, you know, whatever bullshit people like to spew out into the world. If we're going to be getting the information, make sure your sources are a credible source. Number three, talk to leadership. Ask some hard-hitting questions. How is our performance? What does our stability look like? And you can even ask them if you think like there's maybe some red flags or maybe some yellow flags there. Just say, hey, like maybe our year-over-year performance has gone down from last year to this year. And you can just straight up ask. I don't know, they probably won't tell you, but and they may not even know. Just say, hey, given the downturn in year-over-year performance, you know, do we anticipate any possible layoffs? Again, I don't know if they're going to tell you, but can't hurt to ask. Number four, if you are laid off, cut costs ASAP if your savings account isn't where it should be, right? So if you don't have that 6-month buffer, or even if you have that 6-month buffer and you still want to cut costs and trim down as much as you can, do that as soon as you possibly can. Maybe you have 7 different streaming services and you in reality only watch one. Great, trash one of them. Trash 2 of them. Fuck, trash 6 of the 7. I don't know. Maybe there you have a couple different gym memberships because you like to have a variety. And the reality is you don't really need that. Maybe you need one, or maybe you want to start working at home with a fitness app that's $10 a month versus a gym membership that might be $50 to $100 a month. You know, one thing I always like to do is look at, you know, because typically I'll have one card I use for everything. And then every week I go in, review the charges, and pay that card off because I love me some points, I love me some miles, I love me some cash back, but I ain't paying no interest. I'm gonna get your perks, but I'm not gonna pay you interest. So pay it off every week. But I'll go in and I'll look at my charges and say, okay, what's an automatic charge that I just don't need? And you can also, if you're in a bind and you're really having a hard time making ends meet, you can call your loan companies, and most companies will have options for you to postpone payment. So for example, if you're having a hard time making the car payment, you could call them and just say, hey, you know, financial difficulties, do I have any options? More often than not, most companies will be able to allow you to do 1 to 2 payments every, I think it's generally calendar year, but every company is probably different, where they're going to suspend your payment for a month or two or whatever their policy is, and then add that to the tail end of your loan. So you're not getting out of making those payments and you're probably going to have a more accrued interest in the long run. However, if it's a temporary thing and you're kind of stuck, I would rather see people do that because that's going to reflect on your credit and your credit score as paid as agreed, right? Versus a late or non-payment. That is bad. You don't want that. Number five, network with those that you know. What are they seeing in the market? What is the vibe they're picking up on? Are they having layoffs? Do they have any job opportunities? Is there anything interesting floating around that they might know about? Number six, try and stay positive. I know this is hard. Again, as someone who's been laid off a few times now in their life, it's hard. And also, a positive mindset is really important. In my opinion, it's harder to pull ourselves out of a negative mindset than it is to try and stay in a positive mindset, if that makes sense. Number six, acknowledge any fears or instabilities, right? So if you are afraid of a layoff, if you are afraid that your company isn't doing very well, it's not really going to do you or your team or your company any good to pretend like that's not a thing. So for us to just kind of bury our heads in the sand, like what good is that doing? You know, even if it's just to yourself, like, yep, this is a valid fear. I'm afraid of a layoff, and then acknowledge it and then create your plan, right? How are we going to prepare just in case that happens? And maybe that's, you know, going back to number one, calling some of your creditors and saying, hey, this does happen. You know, I'm good now, but if this does happen, do I have any options? And I think just the more information we have when we have fears or, you know, instability, at least for me anyway, the more information I have, the better it is for me to plan, but also the better it is for me to accept that kind of worst case scenario, right? Right. Worst case scenario, I get laid off and I have to survive on my savings account and whatever comes in from unemployment. Great. All right. What's the plan? How are we going to do that? Right. Let's call some people. Let's figure out our resume. Let's make sure we're networking. Let's start activating, you know, job alerts on some of the different platforms, things like that. Number eight, control what you can control. and accept what we can't. Right? So we can control our performance. We can control how we're prepping for something like this. What we can't control, unless we're an executive, is who's getting laid off when. So do what you can do and accept that it's not all on your shoulders, and some things might happen that you didn't want, you didn't ask for, you didn't, you know, vote for, if you will, or advocate for. That's okay. That is life, and we get through it. Number 9, don't be afraid to ask some tough questions. Going back to talking to your leadership, right? Do we anticipate layoffs? Has the company ever done layoffs before? What if we have year-over-year performance that is decreasing? You know, what's the plan to make that revenue up? Is there a plan, right? Asking some of these questions, because there could be a situation where, you know, you lost a huge client and the company, they did less revenue this year than they did last year. However, this year they also signed, you know, biggest deal ever. And next year, we're going to have an exponential increase. So asking some of those tougher questions is going to help possibly give you some more insight. Number 10, start researching job changes and what could be next for you. If you do get laid off, what type of roles would you want to move into? Do you want to do something similar? Do you want to make a change? I've always viewed layoffs, well, they suck and it's hard and it's stressful and you're like, what the fuck? Especially when they're like, Steph, you're amazing. Unfortunately, we just don't have any work for you. It's just like, cool. Part of me would almost rather hear like, you suck. Here's what you can do better. Go fix it and, you know, go on with life, because that's more like tactical, right? Like you can do something with that. Like here's your bad performance and here's what needs to change. And this is why we're laying you off. But it's like, you're amazing. We'll hire you back if we ever can and you're available. It's just like, what do you do with that? You know, but that said, I've always viewed a layoff situation is a time to pause, reflect, take some time to rest, depending on what industry you work in. You know, myself in the tech startup space for quite a few years now, like burnout is a thing, right? So layoffs, it's like, all right, let's take some time, you know, for me, because I need it. And number 11, evaluate if you want to continue going down the path you're going on, or if you should be making a change or making a pivot, right? So kind of goes back into number 11 with the research, but this is more of a self-evaluation. Am I happy in my role? Do I like my day-to-day work? Those are the types of questions. And there are several different podcasts I've done about just evaluating kind of where you're at and if you should make a change. But evaluate that. Am I in the right seat, right? Meaning, are you doing the work you should be doing? Are you doing the work that you enjoy doing? Number 12, evaluate and reevaluate your goals. Maybe the goals you set a year ago or even 6 months ago don't make sense anymore, and you need to redo your goals or add goals or replace some of your goals. Personally, I think you should do goals at least monthly, if not weekly, but everybody is different. But when you're thinking about possibly making some changes, it's a good time to look at your goals, because you might have some financial goals that you're looking to meet. And if you were to make a career change, maybe you're going to be having less of an income and you're not going to meet those financial goals. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying evaluate that and make sure that makes sense for you. Number 13, look at internal jobs. Are there options available internally? Often when there's a layoff, a lot of different departments are being hit at the same time. So the option to move internally isn't always there, but sometimes it is. So there could be a situation where maybe you can move into a different type of role, even if it's temporary, just to continue having your income or your paycheck. Number 14, check out consulting, side hustles, contract, temporary work. There's a lot of different ways that we can make money in today's world, right? There is, of course, like your job. So you have your salary or your hourly wage, but there's also a ton of different ways people can create, you know, the side hustle to have a little bit of extra money, or maybe to ultimately replace your salary. So there's a lot of options there. So look into that. 15, take time for you. Careers are hard. Career stress is even harder to manage. It is okay for you to take a breather and relax for a minute. Number 16, know that it will all work out. Very, very, very rarely will the absolute worst case scenario ever even come close to fruition, right? Let's say you're laid off, you can't pay your bills, house goes into foreclosure, car is repoed, now you're homeless. Like, I'm not saying it's never happened. I'm just saying it is rare that the absolute worst case scenario is what's going to happen. So no, it will work out. Even if it's hard, even if it's messy, even if the path to working out for, you know, right? The path to the light at the end of the tunnel, it may not be a straight line, but it will work out. And number 17, learn. Expand your skills. Stay updated on what is going on in your industry, in your field. This is really important. What you really don't want to do is, let's say you do get laid off and you come back into the workplace 5, 6, 7 months later and all of these things have changed and you've been just kind of keeping your head in the sand and you have no idea what's going on. We're not doing that. We are better than that. At least if you're listening to this podcast, you are better than that. Stay up to date so you do not fall behind. Especially with the rate that technology changes, it is too easy to get left behind. All right. If you have a topic or question you want me to cover, reach out. Let me know. I hope you found this information helpful, valuable. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here, listening to the show. Check out the website, stuffdennis.com. You can support the show by listening, sharing with a friend, PayPal, Cash App, Venmo. Spotify also has a monthly donation subscription. And then, of course, leaving a rating and or review. Links to all of those options are in the description below. You can find me on the socials, StuffDennis13, Instagram, TikTok, and then Instagram at Career Talk Podcast as well. We are written, produced, hosted, and edited by yours truly. You are so awesome, so amazing. I hope you have a lovely, fantastic rest of your day.